Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, and we're going to talk about live streaming video today. Now, a little over 2 years ago, Sling TV debuted, and it was the Holy Grail, a chance to get all of your favorite cable networks live on multiple devices without signing up for cable. Now, there's more competition as of now here in 2017, but they all seem to be chasing Sling TV. So let's find out why this service was launched in the first place, and how they've been able to stay on top. Our guest, Jim Shade Chirodi is the Vice President of Product Marketing and Management at Sling TV. Welcome to Stream On. Let's talk a little bit about your service, Jim Shade, and the fact that you and your team created a game changer.
Yes, I think I like the fact that you called it a game changer, because that's the way we look at our service too. When we launched, 2 years ago, there really wasn't a service like ours before where you could stream live channels over the internet, and really good live channels like ESPN, AMC, HGTV. And so we consider ourselves, when I describe it to people, it's like Netflix, but for live TV. And so a lot of people are used to what Netflix provides, which is on-demand content. And now we've given people the option of watching live content over the internet without signing up for a traditional paid TV service like a Comcast or a DirecTV.
Well, the other thing you've done as well is you've been very good and very wise in how you've marketed the product. I mean, it's a product that allows you, if you're a sports fan, then you handle that. If you're a news fan, you can handle it that way. You can literally, basically pick A from column A or column B and really get the channels that you pay for, but the channels you want.
Yeah, I think you've actually nailed it on the head again. We consider ourselves a la carte TV. And when we looked at the traditional paid TV providers, everyone had this biggest packaging where you're paying for a lot of channels you're not watching. And so we wanted to alleviate that pain point for customers and put that control back in their hands. And so we created this a la carte model where you can sign up for some of these starter packs, and then you can add genre-based packages to it. So if you have kids, you can add a kids package. If you're a sports fan, you can add the sports channels to it. So really putting that control back in the customer's hands of really paying for the channels that they want to watch.
Now that you're 2 years in, what are some of the things that you think that you've done right and some of the things that you'd like to improve upon?
Yeah, we've learned a lot over the last 2 years. I think, one of our learnings was, delivering live TV over the internet isn't as easy as people make it seem to be, because if you step back and think about how a traditional paid TV operator works, they control, the end-to-end experience. They control the signal that's coming in, they control the connection to the customer's home, and they control the end device. So you have a setup box, and that end-to-end experience is all controlled by that company. Now when we're delivering TV over the internet, we don't control the device the customer is using at their home. We don't control the internet connection. All we really control is the experience. And so I think when we came out of the gate, we probably thought it was going to be a little bit easier to do than it was, given all the variables that could happen in terms of controlling the experience on the end customer side. So I think that was one of the things we've learned a lot about, is how to truly create a great streaming experience for customers for live TV over the internet. We also, when we first came out, we're really focused on millennials, or kind of what we call the cord nevers. So we thought the majority of our customers were going to be these people who never paid for traditional pay TV, and kind of grew up on Netflix. And what we've learned over the last 2.5 years is there's definitely that segment that exists, that cord nevers, that millennial segment. But in addition, we have these cord cutters, so people that have traditionally paid for cable or satellite, but they're just not getting the value that they used to get out of it. And so they're switching over and looking for alternatives where they can watch the same great content that they used to get on their traditional pay TV, but at a much better value. And so I think over, the last 2.5 years, we've made sure that as we've thought about our user interface and our service in general, that it would appeal to both those millennial cord nevers as well as the cord cutters.
I think one of the things from a cord cutter standpoint is you actually made it much like your parent, you know, like Dish TV and some of the satellite services, in so much as it actually has the kind of interface that you're used to. And I think a lot of people who are cord cutters are a little hesitant to try to go the whole way because they're afraid, oh my God, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, learn to do something entirely different all over again. But I think you took that step away and made it a little easier in how you've created the interface.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that was part of our learning when we first created our interface targeting kind of those core nevers and millennials. Mm-hmm. We thought about, you know, a different way to display the guide and the content. Then as we realized that, you know, cord cutters were going to be a big part of our kind of customer base, we introduced transitional aspects of our UI, so things like a grid guide, because we mm-hmm. knew that's where people were used to seeing channels. And then, you know, services like a DVR, because we knew if you're a traditional pay TV customer, you're used to finding live channels in a grid guide, and you're used mm-hmm. to watching, you know, content on your own time versus when it's live. And so mm-hmm. I think we took those learnings, and to your point, we tried to make sure that if, you know, this live TV streaming service was going to be foreign to people or a little bit scary for people, that we made that transition as smooth as it could be.
Well, and the DVR factor was also a bit of a game changer because, you know, so many people were beginning to offer a number of different things, but they didn't really offer a true DVR experience. And I think that's one of the things that kind of sets Sling apart.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look across a lot of the services that are live TV streaming services, you're right that, you know, some of them offer things that are like a DVR, right, where you can mm-hmm. record things or save things, but they expire after 28 days or after a couple of months. And, you know, for us, we wanted to offer customers a DVR, how they were used to a DVR on their traditional pay mm-hmm. TV. So, you know, you can record single episodes, you can record series, you can delete things when you want to delete them, you can protect them mm-hmm. So they never get deleted. And also, you know, we don't make you pay for a DVR if you don't want to pay for a DVR. And I think mm-hmm. that goes back to our a la carte model where, you know, we're putting the choice and control in consumers' hands. And so if you don't want to pay the $5 for a DVR, you don't have to. And if you really, you know, if you're like me, and when I was on traditional pay TV, I was hooked on my DVR. You know, if a live TV streaming service over the internet didn't have DVR, I wouldn't even consider it.
Right. And, you know, some of the... one of the things I think, as I said before, on the Sling situation, is have there been DVR knockoffs, if you will. The problem is that they don't always work, and that is an issue that your competitors are working to get better at. But you know, I think, you know, one of the other things that I've been impressed with Sling has been the ease of move between channels from channel to channel. It's not a harsh change. It's an easy change. And there's very little buffering, and there's very little in the way of a transitional problems or dropping channels or any of that sort of thing. It seems to be a very solid, very strong, end product once you get the product on your... I use, a Roku streaming video box, and never had any problem at all with Sling in the way of dropping it or buffering issues.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I think, you know, a lot of people have a misconception that if you're going to go from kind of a traditional pay TV to a live streaming service over the internet, that you're going to have to deal with a lower quality picture or buffering mm-hmm. and things of that sort. But I think as you know, you're a testament to it. I think we've worked hard on the technology side to make sure that experience is as good, if not better, than what you might get on traditional pay TV.
StreamOn will continue after these words from Alfa Romeo.
When you look for things, when you search the polished showrooms, the markets, the runway shows, you are looking for me. Beyond luxury and status, beyond capability and utility, you are looking for me. And when you dream... when you dream of an SUV existing far beyond the ordinary, an SUV steeped in performance, infused with passion, artistic beyond description, You unknowingly dream of me. I am the end of your search, your drive, your dream. I am what you live for. I am the Alfa Romeo Stelvio, the first sport utility vehicle created by Alfa Romeo.
Welcome back to Stream On. Let's continue our conversation with Jim Shade and the folks at Sling TV. What's the feedback been on your side from the networks who wanted to be part of this? I mean, it's when you first started it, you were one of the trailblazers out there, and now there's a bunch of folks who want to be as good as what you've done. Are you finding it easy to continue to work with the networks?
Yeah, you know, when we first started out, getting the rights for streaming over the internet was very difficult, and it was mm-hmm. like pulling teeth at that point and convincing people. And now I think majority of the networks have seen that this is not a fad anymore. It's a trend mm-hmm. that people are migrating to these live TV streaming services over the internet. So we have really good relationships with our programmers. I think a lot of the programmers are trying to figure out what their new role is in this space, and they're experimenting with a lot of different kind of delivery mechanisms. And so we have active conversations with those networks that aren't currently on Sling. And obviously we have a ton of partners that are already on Sling, and they're seeing some great success from the service.
Shade, sure. From a standpoint of the future, and we'll go the near future, not the long future, what are some of the things that we can be looking forward to seeing through Sling?
Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting things on the roadmap. I think if you look at our a la carte model, we've already done things of introducing and letting people buy pay-per-view events on the platform. And we're doing some other innovative things about incorporating other content, like local content, into the Sling TV app. So things like mm-hmm. ABC, CBS, Fox, through an over-the-air antenna. And then we're really focused on kind of personalization efforts. One of the things I hear from a lot of people is, even though there's all this great content out there, they claim that there's nothing good on TV. And the problem is, it's just really hard for them to find the things that are most mm-hmm. relevant to them. So we're focusing a lot of our efforts on making it really easy for people to get to the content they want to get to. Because at the end of the day, you know, people just want to enjoy themselves, watch, you know, their favorite sports team, their favorite show, mm-hmm. et cetera. And we want to reduce the time from when they fire up the app to when they're actually enjoying that piece of content. So you'll see more personalization options. Some of them will be explicit, and some will be more implicit as the app learns more about you and tells mm-hmm. the experience the best content.
Jim Shade, I know that one of the things that sets Sling apart from others is your multiple language options. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, as part of our a la carte strategy, we offer a ton of channels in different languages. So we have over 300 channels across 22 language groups. So everywhere from Arabic to Chinese to Hindi to Spanish, we have almost a channel that will appeal to everyone.
From a standpoint of the DVR that we talked about before, I think that one of the great things that Sling and the DVR does is it gives you the flexibility, which is what everybody wants, to be able to watch, you know, whatever you want when you want, which gives you the prime time anytime. And with Sling, you can watch on, you know, tablets, you can watch on the phone, you can watch on your television. So basically, literally, you can carry Sling in your pocket. And I think that's a pretty wild situation, and something which I think bodes well for you in the future.
Yeah, I would agree. I think when we talked about DVR earlier, that, you know, I said we have a DVR that's very similar to traditional paid TV, but the big advantage of it is it goes with you, right? So mm-hmm. you record something and you don't go watch it if you're traveling somewhere else, and whether it's on your phone, your tablet, your PC, I mean, you can do it. You can access that DVR from anywhere you have a Sling TV app.
Right. And it allows you, again, the freedom to watch. So even though you've got the live TV, component, which, you know, is great to have, with a DVR, it allows you the flexibility to watch it live or to watch it whenever you have the moment or the time to do it. So flexibility is another factor here, which certainly Sling covers that base well.
Yeah, I think along with that DVR content, right, we still have, you know, tens and thousands of hours of on-demand content. So if you want to watch live, we have live. If you want to watch on-demand content, we also have tons of that content too.
So, all right, how do we follow Sling TV on social media?
So you can just follow us at Sling on Twitter.
Okay.
And on Facebook.
Very good. Well, Jim, Jim Slate, I really appreciate the time we had together today. And don't be a stranger. If there's anything that you want us to promote, give us a heads up and we'll be happy to do it for you.
Well, thanks, Jim. I think the one thing, if we could let everybody know that, you know, it's trying Sling is risk-free. We offer a 7 to 14-day trial on different devices. So I would encourage all of your listeners to, you know, download the Sling TV app, give us a try, and let us know what you think.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. And if you've not yet subscribed, now, first of all, it's free. And second of all, we've provided 5 different places where you can subscribe without any problem whatsoever. Okay, so let's list them for you. Right off the top of the bat, we have iTunes. Number 2, Google Play. Number 3, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Number 4, the Stitcher app, which, of course, if you're into podcasts, you know that they have some of the most outstanding podcasts you're going to find anywhere. Plus, they also have a great variety of podcasts. So all you have to do is type in Stream On with Jim Williams, and right there on your Stitcher app, it'll come up and you will get it weekly. Same goes for TuneIn. Now, I'm one of the 125 million subscribers to TuneIn, and I've downloaded it on my phone. You can download it on your phone or on your tablet. Once again, if you just type in Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and every week you'll get a new edition of Stream On. So we've made it simple. Please do us a favor and go out and subscribe today. All right. Special thanks to Jim Shade Shirodi, the Vice President of Product Marketing and Management for Sling TV. By all means, take their 7-day trial and give it a test run. I really think you're going to love it. Okay. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We will catch you next week.